Wednesday, July the 16th, and this is Tim Pitchell back to talk more about procrastination. I think most chronic procrastinators, and today's boo, I want to speak to people who really have a problem with procrastination chronically. You know that this cannot be solved easily by better organization or breaking down tasks or making short-term rewards. You've tried these things and they don't work. The problem of chronic procrastination is really a problem of being itself. The problem of procrastination in this case is defined by an action on intention. And as I talked about just yesterday, the accompanying anguish we feel as guilt and shame. The shame of intentions not fulfilled, judged and held accountable by our own values. These concepts are well grounded in existentialist thought. Now, existentialism is a term that means everything and nothing sometimes. And so I'll define it quickly the way Jean-Paul Sartre defined it. And there's a few different ways to look at it, but I like his definition the most. And that's man's existence precedes his essence. Now, of course, that was dated in terms of the gendered language here, but our people's existence precedes their essence. We're in the world and exist before we know our purpose, before we understand that essence and that what provides meaning in our lives. Our essence is what makes up ourselves. It's our choice. And this is the crux of it. Existentialism is a philosophy of choice. Every moment brings choice. We're constrained by previous choices, of course, but we're unable to escape choice. In fact, the one choice we cannot make is the choice to deny our own freedom to make choices. As writer and philosopher Iris Murdoch writes, we are condemned to be free. Choice and freedom are core concepts here, particularly as they apply to action and decision. It is, to use another term in existentialist thought, the ultimate in total responsibility. So we are free to choose. We must. And we must decide and act. Even indecision and inaction are really decision and action, because our indecision and our inaction becomes our choice, our act, perhaps our whole lives. Just listening to this so far, you may already be feeling it, anguish, recognizing your own indecision, your own inaction on intention. You're experiencing an existential anguish. You're caught between the future, your ought or ideal self as a result of action, and the present, which is not this future. This is an empty feeling. Existentialist writers say that in anguish, we feel like we no longer exist. Our lives fall into the empty space between the anticipation and action. And this space between anticipation and action is where we live with procrastination. In this space also lies our anguish and self-defeat, an action, indecision of not getting on with life itself, really. Sounds pretty ominous when stated this way, doesn't it? Sounds sort of true, too. I'll come back tomorrow with a really mundane example of the first time I realized the profound existential nature of procrastination. More tomorrow.